And finally, tonight, as host of this show, I sometimes get a break from the news. And this week, I got to listen in on a private concert.
Won't you help me to raise a boy?
Hey, hey, honey.
That's a song African American fishermen used to sing as they worked along the eastern seaboard 50 years ago. Like many work songs, it's a tradition that went by the wayside when machines replaced manual labor. But it's being kept alive by a group of aging former fishermen in the northern neck of Virginia, the strip of land between the Rappahannock and Potomac rivers. The men, all in their 70s and 80s now, rehearse each week in Dr. Elton Smith's living room. He's the manager of the Northern Neck Chanty Singers.
A chanty, that's a musical number or a song that is sung by men while they are on the boat. It helps them with their pulling of the net or hauling in the fish.
Won't you help me to raise them up?
See you when the sun goes down.
My name is Christopher Harvey. In 1957, I was down there to Amagansie, around that Greenport, Long Island, and on a boat for the call the Pocahontas. I learned the chanty from some of the older men that I met on the boat itself at that particular time, and it helped us as a crew of men to work together as one and to take some of the weight off of each other. If you sing chanty and coordinate yourselves to come in at the same time, we know that everybody have their share of work.
Oh, let my baby. Now,
if you're young, you will sing about your girlfriend. And also, you sing about your loved one that you miss, you know, from home.
And I'll go back home,
my lordy,
The fishermen would be at sea for weeks at a time on a large fishing vessel in search of menhaden, an oily fish used in animal feeds, fertilizers, and industrial lubricants. Lloyd Hill is the group's narrator.
If you could understand that you got this big old boat called the steamer. Back in the old days, when you want to see where the fish were, the mate and captain would go up the masthead and scout the area for fish to see if they see any telltale signs of the fish. Telltales might be some birds working, or might be a ripple or something that you see.
Then a crew member would set out to find the fish. That was James Carter's job.
That was me, dry boatman. I rode that little boat out on the fish. I rode the rigging with the captain and the mate. And we decided that was a nice bunch of fish. I'd come down and put my little boat, old boat, and go off on the fish.
Once he located the fish, the rest of the crew would follow in what were called purse boats, trailing the net behind them to encircle the school of menhaden.
You could tell when you had them. You could see bubbles riding, and after a while you seen nothing but white foam on the water where they'd blow that net out. If you didn't see nothing in that net, you know you wouldn't make no money. But if you seen that white foam in that net, your money, that made you pull harder anyway. You see, you something to pull for.
I got a mule,
my lordy, mule on the mountain.
My name is Clarence Tickle. I'm from Whitestone, Virginia, Lancaster County, and I'm 82 years old. You sing a little bit, and when you stop singing, then you know it's time to pull. You sing, and then you pull. You sing, and then you pull. You sing, and then you pull. That's the way it should go.
Oh, Lord, bring him down.
That song likens the fish to a mule because they could be stubborn to get up. 75-year-old William H. Muse recalls landing sets of fish that were so big they'd tilt the boat down in the water.
My Lord, you could make a set, one set, and load a boat. And then you can make another set, all depending on where you're fishing at, and get 25,000, couldn't hardly raise them. But it was a lot of fun. It was hard work, but it was a lot of fun.
Edward Taylor was a cook on the Menhaden boats, but he always came out on deck to help bail in the fish and to join in the chanties.
We sung all of them at that time, some of them that we can't sing now in the public, but we used to sing them when we was on the boats because nobody on there but a gang of men, you know. You know how that were.
We had some good songs and we had some bad songs, but we raised more fish off Evelina than any song was singing Chanted Business, because she was the pretty little lady, and she raised a lot of fish.
The song Evelina was about a woman of ill repute. These gentlemen wouldn't sing it in front of a lady, so I asked them to perform one of the chanties they've cleaned up for mixed audiences.
Boys, you want to sing about Mama Liza?
Girl.
Let's hit old Mama Liza one time. Hey, Mama Liza.
Mama Liza,
hey, Mama Liza.
Mama Liza Jane.
I got a girl in New York City.
Mama Liza Jane.
She is tall and real pretty.
Mama Liza Jane.
I got a girl in Baltimore.
Mama Liza Jane.
Where she goes, nobody knows.
Mama Liza Jane.
I got a girl in D.C.
Mama Liza Jane.
Come on, girl, go home with me.
Mama Liza Jane.
I'll make you happy as a woman can be.
Mama Liza Jane.
Come with me and you will see.
Mama Liza Jane.
Hey, Mama Liza.
Mama Liza Jane.
Hey, Mama Liza.
Mama Liza Jane.
The Northern Neck Chanty Singers. We heard from James U. Carter, Christopher Harvey, William H. Muse, Edward Taylor, Lloyd Hill, Clarence Tiggle, and Dr. Elton Smith, Jr. To hear more of their fishing chanties, go to our website, npr.org.